The Bat King by James Hilton. I suppose the Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico are the most interesting of their kind in the world. I had made the tour of them before, and remembered the way the guide insisted on the party keeping together, and also the way we were all carefully counted before going down the elevator. The authorities took no chances, and you can't blame them, because apart from the caverns that they show you, there are miles and miles of side galleries, many of them still unexplored. There was a local cowboy named Jim White, who let himself down into these caverns 36 years ago by a lasso rope. You can say, in a sense, that he discovered them. He ventured a few miles with a lantern, unwinding cord as he went along, so that he shouldn't get lost on the way back. Today, Jim White stands behind a counter in the main cavern selling his own book about them, and I dare say he sometimes feels it was more fun swinging down on a lasso rope than watching dollars click into a cash register. Anyhow, I was in Carlsbad again, and nothing much to do, and I thought I'd pay a second visit. But one thing I did see for the first time, and that was the evening flight of the bats. Toward dusk in summertime, there's a sound like the drone of airplanes at the cavern mouth, and suddenly the bats appear, millions of them, it seems, wheeling around in blind circles and suddenly streaming across the sky like a smoke cloud. They fly for miles in search of food, and return to the caverns by dawn. That was worth seeing. But after all, lots of people have seen it, which to a journalist lowers the temperature. You have to be pretty smart to concoct anything readable out of something that's been guidebooked and picture postcarded to the nth degree. Which is why, when I paid my $2 at the top of the elevator shaft, I carried in my pocket a flashlight and four balls of cord. I figured that if I could slip out of the way of the touring party, I might have some fun of my own. They take you through very slowly, making a two-hour job of it, because some of the old folks get tired. And as you plod along, an official switches on the lights ahead, and another official switches them off behind you when you've passed by. It wasn't difficult to hang back to the rear of the party, but it was taking a chance to hide behind a big rock and trust that the rear guard wouldn't stop me. However, he didn't, and presently he switched the lights off, and I could see nothing but the distant glow where the party was entering the next section. Rather an eerie feeling to be left alone while the lights and the voices disappeared. I waited about 10 minutes till there was silence.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?